I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A new U.S. call on Turkey in the battle against Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Turkey needs to do more to fight Islamic State and control its borders. Secretary Carter says while Turkey's agreed in principle to join the U.S.-led airstrikes against the militants, it is only part of what's necessary.
I don't think they're dragging their feet. I think that their leadership has indicated that this needs to be done. It's overdue because it's a year into the campaign, but they're indicating some considerable effort now, including some allowing us to use their airfields.
Secretary Carter says President Obama is part of the active discussions with Turkey to get more involved. With a new bailout in hand, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras abruptly resigned Thursday, calling for a snap election on September 20th. It comes just 7 months after he took office. The resignation came in the face of a revolt among lawmakers from his ruling Syriza party, anger that he had failed to live up to his political campaign promises to end the austerity measures international creditors had forced Athens to accept in exchange for more bailout money. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza was sworn in for a third term on Thursday, but remains under fire from critics who says he is breaking term limits in the Constitution. The U.S. State Department said the inauguration shows the crisis in Burundi is not over and that Mr. Nkurunziza may have trouble governing because of increasing violence and a declining economy. He took the oath of office in a surprise ceremony 6 days before the scheduled inauguration. This is VOA News. The United States is expressing concern about North Korea's artillery fire toward South Korea, which retaliated by firing its own artillery in their latest flare-up of cross-border violence. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Thursday that such provocative actions by the North only heightened tensions threatening regional peace and security. 4 people were killed and 11 injured Thursday when a bomb exploded near the governor's office in Aden in Yemen. The city was recently recaptured from Houthi militants by forces allied with the returning government in exile. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
The Aden governor was reportedly in the building but unharmed by the blast. As violence continues, even in a city declared liberated from militants early this month, as exiled government officials return to Yemen. The United Nations says Yemen's humanitarian crisis has become so severe that millions of people are at risk of famine. But some analysts say there is hope that peace talks will resume as coalition forces retake cities in the south. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
An Islamic State-affiliated group claimed responsibility for a large car bombing outside a state security building in Cairo Thursday, wounding dozens. Local officials say at least 6 policemen were among those hurt by the massive blast in the residential neighborhood of Shubra. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal he has melanoma, a form of cancer usually associated with the skin. Mr. Carter announced Thursday the disease spread from his liver to his brain.
I'll get my first radiation treatment for the melanoma in my brain this afternoon. And then I understand I'll have 4 treatments scheduled at 3-week intervals.
Former President Carter described himself as surprisingly at ease upon receiving the bad news. France and Britain have joined together to more closely tackle the migrant crisis. They signed an agreement establishing a joint command center in the French port city of Calais, where thousands try to cross over to Britain illegally. Lisa Bryant has more.
London says it will increase manpower and funding in Calais to help French authorities grapple with a flood of migrants trying to cross the English Channel to Britain. French and British officers will run the new command center, and cameras, fencing, floodlights, and infrared detection will be increased substantially to deter migrants trying to cross, including those risking the dangerous journey through the Channel Tunnel. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Macedonia declared a state of emergency Thursday and will send troops to its border with Greece to stop illegal migrants from pouring into the country. The move stranded about 1,500 men, women, and children in a no-man's land between the two countries in the dangerously high summer heat. Around 2,000 migrants a day have been crossing. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice of America: English teaching and learning.